In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. When Christianity spread to Rome in the first century, those early missionaries encountered numerous non-Christian spiritual practices and festivals. Some of those practices, like human sacrifice, needed to be done away with in their entirety. But other practices sometimes had enough goodness in them that rather than attempting to eliminate the practice, those early missionaries incorporated them and reinterpreted them with a Christian meaning. As St. Justin the Martyr reminds us, every culture and every religion, each has something good in it, something of God in it. Justin called this the seed of the Word, the seed of Christ, that Christ is present in these religions, but in seed form. And this seed of the Word, this nugget of goodness, is only able to finally blossom truly when exposed to and interpreted in the light of Christ. And one such festival in Rome that the early Christian missionaries found worthy of incorporating was the decorating of graves with roses in late spring. People would go out to their cemeteries and cover their loved ones' graves with rose petals, with the idea that somehow, even in the midst of death, there is the hope and beauty of life, that life was stronger than death. It's not tough to see how easy it would be to incorporate this festival into the Christian calendar. And in the Roman Catholic Church, this custom continued and evolved into Rose Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent observed to this very day. In the Orthodox Church, we retain the remnants of this festival on the third Sunday of Lent with a flower decoration around the cross. Now, why do I bring all this up today? Well, because in the early church, this festival, this bringing of roses to the cemetery, the church named it in Latin Rosalia, Rosalia, the celebration of abundant life among death, the celebration of life over death. Now, of course, today our guest of honor is little Rosalie, who shares a name with this ancient Christian festival. And yet by coming to baptism, Rosalie is sharing much more than just a name. She is sharing the very essence of what that holy celebration reveals when roses are brought to graves. As beautiful and as young and vibrant and cute and curious and loving and alive as little Rosalie is, she was still born under a death sentence. Every human being that comes into the world will end that earthly journey in the grave, usually less than a century. And Rosalie is no different. Now, granted, her century is just beginning, but being human, like the rest of us, her clock is ticking, unless something or someone intervenes. God did not create us to live for a little burst of time in the grand eternity and then be obliterated. That was not God's plan. God created us that we might have life and might have it more abundantly, and that our life would be without end. From the beginning, eternal life was the divine plan. But as Saint Basil reminds us, by man sin entered into the world, and by sin death. Death preempted our eternal life due to humanity's rebellion against its source of life. But remember, God's plan for us from the beginning is eternal life, and as if our puny rebellion could somehow stop the divine will. Not a chance. When the time was right, the Son of God came into the world as a human being, accepting everything that pertains to our nature. A human body, a human mind, our emotions, our appetites, our pains, our glories, and even our mortality. And everything Jesus touched with a divine nature was redeemed to its true glory. Every part of human nature that the divine nature touches, human nature is what is redeemed. And so when Jesus Christ accepted death and burial were redeemed. Instead of the grave being the end of the road, as it were, the grave becomes a source of life. The grave becomes a new womb from which eternal life shines. And one of the greatest gifts Jesus gives us is the ability to enter his burial with him. We enter the Lord's own tomb. We participate in the Savior's death. And we do that through the gift of baptism. The waters of baptism, as Moira read for us, are our access to Christ's tomb. As many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, it says in Romans. Today, Rosalie was buried with Christ through baptism. And today, Isaac and Elise, you spiritually and in a sense literally brought roses to the grave. Because the font is, first and foremost, Christ's grave. And here's the beautiful part. Here's what we're getting to. In rising up from these baptismal waters, Rosalie's life is also united to Christ's resurrection. Just as surely as Christ came from the tomb, and just as surely as Rosalie came out of that font, Rosalie entered the resurrection of Jesus Christ, a resurrection divine and eternal, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, so now Rosalie walks in the newness of life. Rosalie has become a partaker of the divine nature, which is an eternal nature. And by grace, Rosalie received a source of life. She becomes a source of life, not because of her own mortal human nature, but because of the divine one who is now sealed within her and dwells within her. And from this day forward, Rosalie has no need to fear death. In Christ, she's already conquered it. And the grace of life given to her is going to shine into the world. She now brings light and life to all of creation because of who is inside of her. And she brings light and life not just because she's currently a cute little baby. Because babies bring light and life to the world kind of by nature. But what I'm talking about is way, way more than that. Rosalie has been given the grace to bring her portion of divine life to the dead parts of this world. Where she goes, light goes. And that'll be true whether she's a cute little baby, or a curious 3-year-old, or someday a surly teenager, or a driven young adult, or a wise retired senior citizen. It's not the age. It's the gift. It is who is inside. And Rosalie's ability to be rose petals on the graves of this world, like the festival she shares a name with, her ability to bring light to where there is darkness, is a gift of God. It is God dwelling within her. Where there is death and grief, Rosalie now brings life and comfort. And maybe here's a final note. This isn't just true of Rosalie. This is true of all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ and raised to the newness of life. It's not only your calling, but it is your ability to be comfort where there is grief, to be light where there is darkness, and where there is death, to be the rose of life. Amen.